This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/CADCAST80 and entering CADCAST80.
Podcast episode number 596. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who lets his Crocs do the talking, Wombat.
Sabotage.
You're supposed to just be dead silent and let the Crocs do the talking.
Sabotage. I will sabotage this show.
And now you're making a reference that nobody knows what you're talking about because they didn't hear what happened before we started recording the show.
I know. That is actually,
I don't even know what we're talking about.
People will know what I'm talking about. They'll get the reference. They won't know that you referenced it before the show.
Right. So what's the point of even mentioning it?
Because it's funny.
To who?
Me.
But what about Shipwreck? He has no idea what you're talking about.
Ah, fuck that guy.
I have much more respect for Shipwreck. I want him to know all the jokes. And maybe some members of the audience should know.
So in the 70s, during a recording of the Star Trek cartoon show, William Shatner was in the booth, and he kept pronouncing sabotage wrong, and he would say sabotage.
But people know that. They don't know why you said it.
Because at the beginning of the show, Cheapy said, "Don't be a dick like William Shatner." And that was... So here we are. Now everyone knows.
Shipwreck, what's happening right now?
I don't know.
As I said,
what does this have to do with Wombat's tie dye Crocs?
Wombat and I had breakfast this morning.
Yep, so very good. A Goodfellas style Long Island breakfast.
So we could do our ritualistic annual exchanging of the E3 swag. And. Yeah, we had a lovely breakfast. It was a lot of fun to present the goodies. And as we were leaving the restaurant, actually, we were outside the restaurant. I hadn't noticed, but I looked down at Wombat's feet, and he's wearing tie-dye Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that was like a shocking revelation. I don't know.
Was it the Crocs or the tie-dye or just the combination of the two?
No. It was those two things, but also they look... I understand that you demonstrated to me that they fit you properly, but they look like clown shoes. Not just the colors, but like the size. They look very big on your
feet.
They
do look big on me. I understand that.
Crocs, I think, are maybe supposed to look big. I mean, they are big and chunky.
Yeah.
But so. I was just like, I was speechless. What did I say when
I don't remember what you said, but you do realize that it was a conscious decision to wear them this morning.
Well,
was it a conscious decision to buy them?
No, those were not purchased.
Okay.
That was not a purchase. That was...
Pretty much unasked?
No.
Crocs.
Review clog. The review clog.
They, for my job, they sent a box to the office, sent a pair for everybody. And that was the one that was in my size, basically.
Right.
So
he wore them because, I don't know.
Because I knew that Chibi would see them and be like, oh my God, what is on your feet?
I almost missed them, but.
I know, you did almost miss them, which would have been disappointing. But
they delivered.
If you're asking me, like, do I wear those everywhere I go? The answer would be a resounding no.
Okay.
Do I wear them to the beach? 100%.
All right.
Do I wear them when I go to the JCC swimming pool?
Okay.
I do wear them in that situation.
What about
do
a
I
temple?
Wear them, huh?
A temple?
A temple, of course. But do I wear them when I go to the supermarket? No, I do not.
All right. That's yeah. So in water-based situations, you will wear them.
Usually if water-based or situations or where sand. Shoes are not required.
Right.
Like, or you know, I'm maybe there. If I was going to your house.
Yes.
Where I know that the shoes come off immediately.
Yes.
I might wear the Crocs.
No, don't do that.
You're not going to have socks then.
You're not going to have socks on. That's gross.
I don't understand.
Just walk on your hands like a normal person.
I guess.
Just wear shoes. Like
I do have shoes. They're nice shoes too.
Anyway, I posted a picture on Twitter and somebody put it into a comic and then like the author of the original comic retweeted it and it got hundreds of likes.
Really? I didn't even see that. Yeah. I saw the comic. I didn't see the hundreds of likes.
Yeah, because I guess the author, the original yeah, author no, of the comic I has half it. A million followers or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It was funny.
That's really funny. I wasn't I wasn't tagged in it, so I wouldn't have seen
right,
it.
Right. We didn't care about you. Just those shoes. Just yeah. be glad nobody knew it was your, those
seriously,
were your shoes.
Seriously, it's my picture. I'm the one who gets the internet fame. There it is. I see now 634 likes.
Oh, you tracked it down?
Yeah, you were tagged in it.
Yeah, well, I took the picture. I'm the artist.
Yes. No, you're not. Well, I guess because you took the yes, picture.
Of course. Photography is an art. Especially when I do. And it's
so.
Of your feet. And they look like that. So how would you think of the E3 swag?
It's good swag.
Tell the people what you got. Don't leave
all right. Me, well, in my hand right now is my Borderlands 3 cosplay tour keychain.
Okay.
I also good. Have my Ghost Recon patch.
Good.
It's a Velcro patch. It has no backing, though, which is kind of weird, but still a nice patch.
I think you iron that on directly to your skin.
It's Velcro.
Yes. Whatever. You're very hairy.
Oh, that's true. You have a point. It would affix nicely to my chest.
Yes.
I have a Destroy All Humans Xbox pin.
Excellent.
Which is also very nice. I got a new headset from the fine folks at Lucid Sound.
No, for me, the fine folks of David Abrams.
Oh, the
David
fine
Abrams.
Folks at Cheap Ass Gamer and Chibi D.
The fine folks at Lucid Sound didn't carry it home with them on the airplane.
No, but they probably would have.
I'm just joking.
I know.
Half.
Okay.
What else was in there? Anything? The headset was clearly the highlight, I feel.
Yes. What else is going on?
You had the Avengers. You had the Avengers.
The Avengers VIP
West
thing,
Coast
which,
lanyard.
Yes, which I put on Elliot's door. And he liked that because I told him he can use that to get into the Avengers Tower.
Nice.
And I also, there was also a Lego Finn yes. as in from Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
That I also gave to Elliot.
Nice.
And a hat that I gave to Sabrina and a t-shirt that's in the hamper.
Excellent. Name the game from that supplied all those things.
I could not if I knew.
Shipwreck, do you remember?
Is that Re-Legend?
Yes.
Got
good
it.
Good job. Because you only remember it because you got all that stuff, probably.
No, I remember it.
You liked the game.
Because I liked the game. Mm-hmm. And I said that we are here for our appointment with RE Legend. They quickly told me how to pronounce the game then.
Right. It's not real.
I'm looking at your Twitter now, too, and you posted this robot from your supermarket.
Yes, my local Stop and Shop. That's Marty.
I know who that is. I've been in the factory where those are made.
Oh, can you tell me about Marty?
Sure.
I have a question about
he's
Marty.
He's a badger. I know what that is. It's a badger robot.
What does that mean? Just like
that's the brand. That's what that is.
I don't know that many badgers that are like 6'6".
I will say they're a little frightening.
Yeah, it's like a monolith.
Uh huh. And I know that. I know the story behind the googly eyes on them.
I didn't even notice that. I was just saying, why is there a robot here that's as tall as me?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like, people are frightened by other people that are as tall as me.
The googly eyes are there. That is, they did not used to have googly eyes on them. They had to go procure googly eyes.
But that's just on the sticker.
Nope. They put them on the devices too.
See, but ours doesn't have, our Marty doesn't have it.
I can't tell from this picture. Yeah. It might be on the backside of it.
He just looks like he's scanning, getting ready to turn red and kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these guys go around and they scan the shelves to see like stock levels and everything, and check prices and things. And then they also can scan, and if there's a spill,
right,
they just start like shouting out and beeping that there's a spill. They don't clean up the spill.
Right.
They just let another person or robot know that that there's a spill.
Oh, soon the spill robot might show up.
Hmm?
The spill cleaning robot.
I don't know about those. Right. I only know about these guys.
Billy?
Yeah. Badger.
No, Marty. Oh, that was Marty.
That's Marty. Okay.
Yeah. Are they all named Marty? That's for Stop and Shop, they probably are.
No, well, yeah. I mean, that's one of the customers that they have for these
right.
things.
Right.
Did yeah. you see it moving?
No, I would run. No, seriously, I was like, what the fuck is that thing?
You see that thing down at the bottom? I know we're talking about a picture, but I'm assuming people can look at it.
It looked, just imagine a giant, like, just imagine like a square box with a monolith tower on top of it. And now I know why it's so tall, so it can scan the high shelves.
Great. Great. So, yeah, it's about 6 feet tall or so.
Yeah. Easily.
See that right in the front of this picture? There's that like round looking part of it.
Yeah.
That thing like spins like crazy when the thing gets going too.
Why?
That's what's driving stuff, I think. I don't know. There's something there that maybe it has sensors as well, but it goes like crazy.
Well, welcome to our terrifying future.
Yeah. My company, the same factory that these are made in, my company also makes stuff in.
Gotcha. All right. Now we know all about Marty the Badger robot.
Exciting.
It's good to know. It's good to know.
Mm-hmm. It's my new world.
Yeah, it's a good world, it sounds like. It's a lot more fun than like helicopters
jet engines,
and shit.
Yeah, jet engines and helicopters. That's not where you want to be.
No, that's serious shit.
Grocery robots and pizza portals.
Yeah, everybody can enjoy those.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about your axe throwing experience.
Yes, we went out for dinner with the partners at Gretchen's vet clinic. And then after dinner, we went to a place called Urban Axes.
Uh-huh.
It's a bar where you can throw axes.
Yeah. There's one in Brooklyn, I think. Right, Wombat?
Sure.
There's one somewhere
yes.
around here.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. So it's basically like darts, but you are heaving axes.
Except if you hit another customer, it kills the customer instead of just annoys the customer.
I mean, maybe.
I would not feel comfortable even being.
Well, that's what the beers are for.
That's not going to be. I would be very uncomfortable. I don't like it.
You know, we're going to go once you come here.
Maybe. Can I wear armor? Can I wear a Kevlar suit?
You can. I don't know if that's going to stop an axe.
I think you don't think a Kevlar suit would stop an axe? It would put a big problem in me. It would still be a big problem.
Right. No, I was shocked by how easy it was. Oh,
you're
won
good
the
at everything, though.
I didn't know. Like, I go in, I'm like, I can aim, but I don't know, like, if I throw an axe, if it's going to stick in the wall.
Right.
It did almost every time.
I have a feeling, like, if Wombat just got back from axe throwing, he wouldn't be like, I was surprised how easy it was.
You never know.
You never know, but
no. Seriously, what's that about? Why are you a dick?
I'm just saying.
No, why are you a dick?
I would be surprised if that happened.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. Look, I'm not claiming to be.
That's rude.
We should all do axe throwing
or coordinated in any way. Look, I'm just
not going to Brooklyn, but that's rude.
Is there one on Long Island?
Probably not. Not yet. Look into it.
What if it was in the same place as a ping pong club? Can we get a ping pong axe throwing club going?
Yeah, axe pong. Ping axe.
I don't know, but that ping pong club that opened by Wombat's place, the one that's just like a ripoff of Spin, we went there on the weekend in the afternoon and there was nobody there. It was me and Mrs. GB in the whole place. So it might be an axe club soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real axe throwing in Long Island. There's a bunch of them.
I don't see. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be around drunk people, and I don't want to be around axes. And I really don't want to be around drunk people with axes. That just seems like logical common sense to me.
Pretty good time.
All right. I believe it. How about some show feedback? Is that a good time?
Sure.
Are you still listening to the show?
Yes.
Is this a robot?
This is a robot.
Are you just playing sound drops?
Robot Badger? Is that what I am?
Marty.
Marty, the Robot Badger. Richard Kane has to say from 2 weeks ago, I like the new art for the podcast. Very reminiscent of classic Game Box design. I'm thinking classic Atari titles.
Oh, that was Banky. I asked Banky to make a little like fake flyer. Not a real flyer, but one that is not actually going to get printed for the Long Island Retro, our Long Island Retro show. And it looks so cool. I was like, oh, can you make it square so I can use it as the podcast art for this episode? I guess I wasn't sure that anyone would actually see it because I don't know how, like, you know, how that art gets distributed. It's very, you know, if you have iTunes or whatever. Anyway, I think that's it for the show feedback.
I think so. It was 2 weeks ago. Most of it's irrelevant. And we have so many movies to talk about.
Okay. Well, we also saw Spider-Man's European Vacation.
Yeah, the Griswolds are in it.
Yeah. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
Mm-hmm. That's the only line that's... Picking a poke is funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Not much, though. So are we going to do a post-show spoiler talk?
We can. We all saw it.
Right.
I liked it.
I also liked it very much. I actually really liked it.
I didn't like it as much as the first one.
I think I liked it a little more.
I think it's a little bit better than the first one as well.
Me too.
I'll tell you why I didn't like it as much as the first one.
Why?
And you can tell
without
me why.
Spoilers.
And yes, of course. And you can tell me why I'm wrong.
Happy to.
And this is something that I think I saw this on Red Letter Media when they talked about the first one. They said that what they really liked about the movie was that like the scale of the movie seemed appropriate for Spider-Man, especially like an early Spider-Man early in his career. He wasn't on some big, you know, mission to save the world or like something wasn't, you know, things weren't blowing up. He was stopping arms dealers, like local arms dealers. He was very local. And I get like this one is, you know, he's far from home, but now it's like the stakes are like way, way higher. And I don't know. It didn't have a lot of the charm. Like, I felt like the jokes fell flat in this one for me. I remember I thought the first one was like laugh out loud funny. And this one was more like cute. That's all. I liked it. I thought it was good. I liked Shazam better. Mrs. Chibi also liked Shazam better.
I think you're both crazy.
Okay, that's fine.
I finally saw Shazam after your post. Okay. I picked it up. We watched it as a family in the living room.
Okay.
And it's not that I didn't like Shazam. But to say that Spider-Man is not as to say Shazam's better than Spider-Man, I think is weird.
Well, I mean, they reviewed very similarly. I think I think they both had a lot of jokes in them. And I think that the jokes were better in Shazam.
See, and I didn't laugh at any of the jokes in Shazam.
I mean, in the theater I was in, definitely more people were laughing at Shazam.
Was it people or rats?
No, I go to nice theaters. Mm. I don't like going, so if I go, I'm very
selective.
You're
not going to Rat Theater?
I'm not going to the Long Island Rat Theaters that on Eastern Long Island.
M in AMC stands for mouse.
I liked it. It was very entertaining. I thought like all these movies are a little too long. I like Jake Gyllenhaal a lot, like in anything.
I thought he was good in it. Everyone was good in it.
He was great in it, yeah. And like Yeah, I'm a big fan of his.
One thing about these Marvel movies, the same thing with Shazam, I'll say that too. No one is bad in these movies. The acting isn't bad in these movies.
My man.
You know what? I like Jason Momoa in Justice League. Justice League, you could honestly say the same thing. The problems with Justice League have nothing to do with the actors in Justice League. It's none of their fault.
Well, that's because the problems are so big. But let's not talk about Justice League. Please don't mention Justice League again.
I wasn't the one who brought it up.
We need the Snyder Cut.
No, we don't. We don't need anything. We don't need anything from that.
I'm actually curious because I can't believe you saw Midsommar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll go right into that. So stay tuned after the show. We'll talk about Spider-Man more, I guess. Like, yeah, I don't know how much more we're going to talk about.
Not very long, but you know.
It'll be a quickie. Okay, so yeah, we saw, look, Ty's at sleepaway camp. We're looking for activities. There's not that many movies out right now. So we're like, all right, this, you know, I saw the trailer. I'm like, this looks like an art film. I understand it's supposed to be a horror film to a degree, but I was reading some of the reviews from the viewers, and some people were saying, "Oh, well, it's not even scary. It's just like a lot of talking." And I was like, "All right, this is something that
I heard it was super gory and it really is super scary. Gory.
It is super gory and super creepy, but it's definitely an art. It's like an indie art film, but it's happens to have a lot of gore and." There's humor in it as well, but it's got a lot of style to it. It's one of these really rare horror movies that takes place during the day.
I'm not a big gore person.
It's only a few couple scenes of gore. I would say, look, at this point, anything you watch on Netflix is just, it's just, okay, maybe this is worse, but it's not that much worse. And I'm so practiced now. As soon as I
when
can
you
sense-
say worse, do you mean worse than the Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston movie gore? Because that movie was pretty gory.
No. I only made it 10 minutes through that.
I watched that whole movie.
I'm talking about like Jessica Jones, like the scenes where...
Jessica Jones.
What was the guy's name? The bad guy who made people cut themselves?
No, Purple Man.
That was fucked up. Like, and people just slashing themselves up. Like, anyway, the point is you can look away at those scenes. I liked it, Midsommar. It's not, and you know, it's more than just a movie about trying to be gross. It's about stuff. And, you know, just like Moby Dick is not a movie about whale hunting.
It's a book.
The movie is about whale hunting.
It's a book.
It's a book. They made a movie.
Did they?
I don't know. They made a Tom and Jerry episode.
I stand corrected.
Thank you. Billy Budd is better anyway. At Midsommar, I would say, look, I don't like those types of movies. I don't see them. I didn't see this guy's other movie, his first movie, but I would go back and see it. It was, I don't know, it was interesting. I was thinking about it days after and not just like because it was so gross. So, I don't know. You guys aren't going to see it. But that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw Shazam, you said, and you liked it okay, but you thought Spider-Man was much better.
No.
Who saw Bohemian Rhapsody?
I did. I finally saw that.
Yeah, we've all three seen it.
Yeah, because that's finally on HBO. I didn't really care for it very much.
I mean, it's family-friendly telling of Queen.
I don't know that it's family friendly.
It's not that it's family friendly. It's not family unfriendly. It's not like
No, it's
Elliot was in and out of the room while it was on and nothing happened where, you know, I felt the need to tell him to leave.
Nothing happened pretty
nothing
much
happens
the whole time.
In that movie. It's so weird.
Well, that's what really happened.
Which is also very possible. It could very well be that just nothing ever really happened. And that's the story of Queen, you know?
Right. Nothing really happened.
But AIDS.
But no.
that's basically the movie, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what was better than that movie, I gotta say? The Liberace movie with...
Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas. What was that called?
Behind the Candelabra?
Yeah, that was fucking fantastic.
That's because that his life was crazy.
Yeah, but it's, just like everything. Yeah, that was a good story too. Like, yeah. But the music is better in the Queen movie.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, depending on what you're into.
Sometimes you got to fictionalize something to make it more interesting, I guess. And maybe they should have done more of that with Freddie Mercury. I don't know.
I want to see Rocket Man.
Yes. I want to see Rocket Man also. It just, like, at one point in the movie, they're not a band. And then Freddie Mercury meets the drummer and the guitarist, Brian May and Roger Taylor. And he's like, yeah, let's start a band. And then they cut to, and Roger Deacon is just there. And they're just we found a bass player. And that's his whole story.
That's pretty much
That's Roger
how much
Deacon's
bands are formed, though. And then they find a drummer or a bass player.
The Motley
player.
Crue movie was the same way.
Right.
See? That's how it happens.
They could have like said, oh, and here's my old mate from art school or something. Just right. Explain why he's standing there instead of saying, and here's Roger Deacon. You know him. He wrote Another One Bites the Dust.
Right.
But they
don't
do that.
I got another. I got a movie that I can recommend to both of you guys.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix. So, Shipwreck doesn't have Netflix anymore. What the fuck?
Nope. What is it anyway? Maybe you can find it.
It's called I Am Mother. It's I'm sure they've been promoting it pretty heavily when you open Netflix, because it's one of those. It's with Hilary Swank, and it's about in the future, like there's sort of like an extinction event, and mankind has to be the Earth needs to be repopulated, and there's a robot tasked with that job, and she's raising a girl, and it's about what happens in that situation, and it was really. It was a lot better than I expected. And it looks, I thought it like the effects were good, even though it's not like super complicated. It was a quality science fiction thriller. And you don't see that many of those. So I Am Mother, check it out on Netflix. Even Mrs. Chibi liked it.
That's not such a ringing endorsement anymore after your Shazam comments. So
what do you mean? No, what? No, Shazam's fun. This is not like Shazam.
You both like Shazam more than Spider-Man. I have to take every suggestion you have now with a grain of salt,
Wombat.
The size of my Crocs.
I'm not saying that, like, you know, Spider-Man was a 60 and Shazam was a 98.
I can't believe you just said Spider-Man was a 60.
I'm saying that we liked Shazam more. We thought it was a little more, it was funnier.
What was it? Was it the CGI demons? Is that what it was? Is that what made it better?
There's no CGI in Spider-Man.
Yeah, those demons, though. What they were supposed to represent the seven deadly sins, but you couldn't tell what sin they were by just looking at them.
Who cares?
I did. Actually, we all did. It came up in our house by every person individually. Why don't the sins look like sins? I don't know. Except for gluttony.
I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Just saying. That's my big gripe with Shazam. Okay. Who do I take that up with?
Nobody. You just got it off your chest. That's as far as it's going to go.
Ah, oh, damn it. And I have this Velcro patch on my chest, too. How do I get that off?
You got to freeze it and then get a hammer.
That's peanut butter and hair.
Right. Have you seen the show Euphoria? It stars Mary Jane from Spider-Man. It's on HBO.
That's the one. Yeah, the Zendaya show.
Right. She's
Is she Michi?
Is she who?
Never mind. That joke wasn't for you.
Oh.
That was for the listeners.
Right. It won't get that either. They're still waiting for an explanation on the sabotage.
Sabotage.
Anyway, she plays a drug addict in the show. And it's if you like shows that have like high school like dating and sex and drug use, then this is the show for you. It's called Euphoria. And I've only watched the first two episodes, so it could definitely drop off. But it's very hardcore, so be prepared. It's not as hardcore as Midsommar. But it's pretty fucking hardcore.
Gotcha.
But we like it.
Speaking of hardcore, I watched the Lego Movie Part 2.
Damn, son. Are you okay?
There's a My Man joke in there.
There is. It's a little disappointing, though.
It's good, but they spin a lot of the jokes in the first movie. Like
Spider-Man.
No, it's just that all of the themes and everything that this addressed were kind of already addressed in the first movie. And you didn't
like Spider-Man
exactly know what to expect going into the first movie.
Right.
It was cute. I think our whole family agreed that they liked the first movie more.
Yeah. I was definitely checking my watch by, during that.
Yeah.
Month.
The Ninjago movie is better.
Yeah, really? Ninjago movie is better than this.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen the Ninjago movie, GP?
I have not.
That one's a good one.
It's surprisingly good, and I'm not just saying that because I'm friends with the guy who wrote it. But it's actually really – I didn't know he wrote it until the end, and I was like, this is really good. And I was like, hey, look at that.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, go see the Ninjago movie. You and Ty would like it.
Maybe I will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are we ready for new releases?
Wow. I think so. We have some new releases here.
I have one of them.
You do?
I do.
Oh, can no.
Guess which one?
Be quiet, Alexa.
It is not Be Quiet, Alexa.
Arcade Archives, Ninja Spirit.
No.
Attack on Titan 2, Final Battle.
Ooh, close, but no.
Corpse Killer, 25th Anniversary Edition.
No.
I'm just going down the list in alphabetical order, in case you didn't notice.
I didn't.
Stranger Things 3, the game.
Ooh, that's close. No.
Just fucking tell us already.
Right.
Soul Seraph, the new game from Sega. That's kind of like ActRaiser, but not quite as good, unfortunately.
I don't even know about this.
They sent me a lot of emails about it, so I said, ooh, well, this actually looks pretty good, because I like ActRaiser. And I said, can I have one? And they said, yes, please talk about it. So here we are. I played it today. I think it came out today. It's a side-scrolling action game for part of it, where you play as the sun god, and you're fighting goblins, and it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up style game. And when you're not doing the side-scrolling beat-em-up style stuff, there's also an RTS, real-time strategy element to it as well, where you're building out the world as this benevolent god who's helping the people that pray to you by building homes. And then when you build homes, you build barracks. And then from the barracks, you can have soldiers who could fight the goblins that are raiding the towns in this top view RTS mode. So it flip-flops between those two things. And it does a pretty good job. I think I like the RTS stuff better than the platformy beat-em-up stuff. I think the controls may not quite be tight enough, at least not for me, for that scenario. But the tower defense strategy stuff is kind of fun.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically it. It has a lot going on for $15. If you're familiar with ActRaiser from the SNES days, then there's that nostalgia element to it as well. But it's not related to it in any way other than the fact that it's that style of game.
Got it.
This is by Ace Team. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Deadly Tower of Monsters people.
Ah.
And Xenoclash.
Gotcha. I like Deadly Towers. Deadly Tower of Monsters was a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go. Soul Seraph.
All right. Anything else for new releases that are new and released?
Let's see here.
What is this Stranger Things game?
I think it's like an 8-bit something.
Oh. We watched the first two episodes. So
I'd watched the first two episodes of the first season, and that was it for me.
It's boring.
Okay. I couldn't get into
game.
It.
No, the game is bad, apparently.
Well, isn't everything? Everything's bad.
No.
All games are bad. Shipwreck's wrong. All games are bad.
They're all pretty good now.
Nope, they're all terrible.
Any other new releases?
Let's see. Is there anything else? Yep, you did that.
Ooh, it hurt somehow.
Not really too much this week.
So, yeah, summertime. It's time to not play games. Time to get out there and
I feel like everybody's loaded up on games the past month or so, though.
Not me.
Bought a new game.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I don't know.
Spoilers.
I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know.
There's a game called Grass Cutter that came out this week.
That's something.
Mutated Lawns.
Did you check out Desktop Table Tennis?
I don't want to be disappointed.
What is that on?
Switch. Thing. It's like an AR game. Desktop Table Tennis. Here it is. I guess I'll watch the trailer.
Okay. Are you going to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, looks great.
We'll wait.
Yeah. I recommend it.
Good.
It looks like table tennis on a desktop.
Excellent.
They did it, guys. $8.
Wait, why didn't they just make table tennis? I'm so confused.
Because then they can draw on it. It's like and have it be in a school, I guess.
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
You're keeping me awake.
Do your job, man. Stay awake.
I'm trying, but
you want this HelloFresh money. You better stay awake.
You're talking about AR games on the Switch about table tennis, and you're like, oh, this is exciting stuff.
It's not an AR game.
It's not an AR game.
Are you interested now?
Yeah. No.
God damn it. How about Vaporum? Is that a game about vaping?
Probably.
Probably. Or no, it's probably about running a vape shop.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like Sim Vape.
I got to know.
Sim Vape.
Wrong. It's a grid-based dungeon crawler RPG. Ooh, it's got good reviews. Very good reviews.
Okay, see?
See? It's a steampunk something or other. Steampunk dungeon crawler.
I don't even see it on this list.
I don't even see it on the list. Where's it at?
I don't know. I didn't just make it up. Did I? I think I probably just deleted it.
I was going to say, it's not on the list.
No, I just cut and pasted it.
I don't know what you're doing.
Here it is. Are you happy now? Here's 500 Vaporums.
I don't see it. There it is. Vaporum. It's on PC, though.
I know. Vaporum. It's hard to say fast.
It looks like when you type something like fake words.
Right, Latin.
The lorem ipsum.
Those are real words. They're in Latin.
I understand that. But you know what I meant.
This is a fake word when you connect vaporum without a space.
You know what else is a fake word?
Your mother.
My ass.
Are we done with new... it sounds like we're done with new releases when we're talking about Wombat's ass.
Yes.
Not the best transition to HelloFresh, but... Here we are. It's time. So in case you didn't know... HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh does all the planning, shopping, and prepping so you can focus on the fun part, the cooking and eating. It's also very flexible, I have to say. For example, right now, Ty's at summer camp, and Mrs. Cheapy and I are... flexing our freedom by going out for dinner and stuff and not, you know, having to eat at like 6:30 and things like that. So we paused HelloFresh for 2 weeks. Very easy. And when Ty comes back, bam, unpause and we're ready to go. So of course, all the ingredients are pre-measured and the recipes are easy to follow and include 6-step pictured recipe cards. Everything's delivered right to your door each week in a special insulated box. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping so you can get back that time to do more of what you love, like playing video games and thinking about Wombat's Crocs. So get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/CadCast80 and entering CadCast80. That's $80 off your first month at HelloFresh.com/CadCast80 and enter CadCast80. Thank you, HelloFresh. If I'm being totally honest, we signed up for their cousin, Green Chef, while Ty's away, so we can get more exotic.
Mm.
We'll probably talk about that again in the future.
I bet we will.
At detail. All right, now it's time for Wombat's favorite part of the show. News, multi-platforming, and Wombat's awesome Apex Assault.
Now, is it Apex Assault again?
Why? What was it?
Well, we were going to change it because Apex became shitty. Is Apex still shitty?
Well, they launched Season 2. And
yes, I understand that. And I saw that you carried a team to victory today.
I played a game today, and it was one of these games.
Amazing.
Okay, it was one of these games where... there's one guy who had a mic, and it wasn't me. And when they show the stats of all your teammates before the game starts, the guy who didn't have the mic and who wasn't me had like some insane amount of kills. It just like it was like so many digits you couldn't even tell like what the number was. And the guy with the mic was like, "Holy fuck, like what's happening?" And we're playing, and this guy is just wiping out squads by himself. Like he's rezzing us, constantly rezzing us and wiping out squads by himself. the guy with the mic is just going, oh my God. He says, you're my God. You're my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And the guy, you know, he took us all the way to victory. It was, he had like 18, what did he have? 18 kills or something like
something
that?
Something, it was bananas. Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It was completely ridiculous. And then I got another win like a little bit after that.
Nice.
So I don't even know how that happened.
Did you get the season two pass?
I did. But I'm glad you brought that up. So I was really mad the first time because I bought the premium pass, whatever that shit was. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is really convoluted because, you know, they use this coin system. And, you know, like all these other games, they want to use their virtual currency. So you don't really know how much money you're spending on this nonsense. But they set these amounts at such these crazy levels that you wind up having to spend so much. You have to spend more money than the pass is worth. They don't let you just buy the pass. So depending on, like, if you have a few hundred coins in your account, it may get like ridiculously more expensive to buy the premium pass than just the regular one. So this time I just bought the regular one because I'm like, I'm not spending like fucking $20 to do this shit when I can spend whatever the cheapest amount is of coins. I don't know why they just don't make it dollar amounts. But anyway, they give you objectives this time, like Fortnite and stuff. So there's actually some direction this time, and they made the map different. There's dinosaurs that are coming through the map, and dinosaurs that are flying with holding loot boxes that you can shoot.
So dinosaurs.
There's a lot of dinosaurs, and you hear the dinosaurs. It's pretty cool.
Do they say not the mama?
No. They just go. And you hear them stepping, and you can, like, they're moving across the map, and you can hide behind their legs when you're in the middle of a fight. It's pretty cool. I gotta say, the only thing that bothered me was the whole buying, the purchasing of the battle pass.
So did you unlock any of the cool season pass stuff yet?
Yeah, I unlocked some shit, but I don't know. I don't really care. I just like the game. I don't know what it is. You know what it is? I'm so bad at, I like the concept of first person shooter, but I'm just not good. Maybe I was good at it at one point, but now clearly not. But I just like the idea of it. So this game, you can like run around for like 5 or 10 minutes before you even see another person.
See, so, it's interesting because I've been playing a lot of Rainbow Six over the weekend, last week. And I like it for the exact opposite reasons that you just said.
Because it's just like you see people right away and you're basically like out right away and you're waiting for the next one to start off. You like, there's a lot of spectating in that if you're not really good.
I mean, I'm definitely, I would say I'm getting better. I'm not saying I'm good. I don't want expectations to be crushed, but I'm definitely getting better at that game. Which also might be why I keep playing it, because I keep seeing my skill improve. I've been doing, they added that a showdown mode, which I think ends in like 4 days. But you should check it out. You might like that. It's like all cowboy themed.
Yeah, I have it on PC. I haven't played it in a while.
You didn't get it
time.
When it was $1 on the Xbox.
I was doing something.
You are the worst. Shipwreck won't play it with me. What do you have to say about that?
No, that's why I didn't buy it.
I will never
play it with you in a million years. And that's just to prove me wrong.
I don't know. It was $1. I bought it in case I ever wanted to play it.
You should play with me. I've been playing a lot.
Have you heard about
lot.
This thing called Borderlands 2?
I am familiar with that game. I paid $70 for it.
Have you been playing the DLC of that? You could play that with us.
I did download that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played it, though.
We finally started playing the new DLC.
How is it? More Borderlands?
It is, which I like. It's not short. There's a lot of game they added there, which is really weird for them to do.
If you should send me an invite, and I would play it with you. And then we could play at least one round of Rainbow Six, and you could be the guy. I would even let you be the guy with the sledgehammer.
He hasn't installed it yet.
No, I might have. No, I did install it, because I ran out of room on one hard drive and had to move some stuff around so it could install.
So there.
It's installed. Hmm. All right. If you play... I don't even remember if you can play Borderlands with me.
I don't know. I have it.
I know, but I think... So you never beat it, so you don't have Vault Hunter mode. So I'd have to go back and I think play wherever you are in the story.
Too much Borderlands.
Yeah,
it
may not work, but whatever. Rainbow Six, we should play together. You can be whoever you want. It would be fun. I've been posting videos on my on Twitter whenever I get a good kill. Did you watch those?
A kill.
I had like two.
No, whenever you said whenever you get a good kill, and I was correcting you, just whenever you get a kill.
I've had more than one.
Okay.
I posted the screenshot of when I had three in one round.
I saw that.
So there.
I'm impressed. Yeah. Did you have your Crocs on?
I did. Of course. I only played with my Crocs on.
Nice. That gives
you
stability.
Was it a grenade? Did you kill three people with a grenade?
No, it was with a shotgun.
There we go. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I can't make fun of you too badly.
No, I never said I was very good at the game. I don't recall that. I just said I've been enjoying it.
Good.
And I would like my friends to play it with me, but they both hate me.
Just play Apex. It's free.
I saw you playing that today, too. You didn't send me an invite.
Rude. I didn't see that you were playing. I just
rude. I wasn't playing. I was working. I just had the Xbox on, and I had the TV on in the background.
Yeah, I got two wins today.
Very nice.
And maybe a kill or two. Where are we here? What?
My friend Pedro is still on here.
I finished it.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
How did you think?
It's quite good. The story doesn't really go anywhere. Like the narrative isn't great, I would say.
Nah, it's just to get you from point A to point B.
Right. But the game is solid throughout.
Yeah.
Not frustrating at all.
Nope. It's generous with your respects your time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find yourself wanting to go back and redo levels because even though you finished them?
I did a couple. I thought it could have benefited from maybe having some secrets, and maybe it does, but I didn't find any.
There are. I'm confused. I'm not sure if there are or not. I feel like there was something, but maybe.
Like
not.
I never felt like I was rewarded for exploring at all. It was pretty much just go to the main path, and occasionally you could like do some wall jumps and get up to an area and you might get like a heart container or something, but I think if they added collectibles of some sort, it would have made it even better. I liked it quite a bit. I asked on Twitter if people had recommendations on how to make it so my hands wouldn't hurt when I was playing the Switch in handheld mode.
Okay.
And so the one that most people recommended was Satisfy. Is that the name of it? I think it's Satisfy. It's $25 on Amazon. Let me see here.
What is it?
Yes, Satisfy with an E on the end.
Just a painkiller?
It's just a painkiller. You take it orally. No, it's a... Like it puts like grips on the sides so that you're not just holding a flat device where the thumbsticks are too close together. You slide the entire Switch down inside of it. And so it's one continuous piece. It's not like you're clipping things onto the sides. So it feels like nice and sturdy. And then it's not symmetric either. So the side where the thumbstick, the left side where the thumbstick is high, is more narrow than the one that's on the right where you have to reach down to the bottom. So it actually makes it so your hand doesn't cramp up when you're playing the Switch. Mm-hmm. So that made it playing my friend Pedro more enjoyable. I
used an Xbox controller. It was very enjoyable.
Sure. The Satisfy thing comes with little nubbins to put on the analog sticks as well.
Ooh.
Which I enjoy those as well because I've always found the analog stick to not feel great. It's always felt loose on the Switch. And these made it feel like I had better like control of what I was doing. The only thing it doesn't do is make the buttons bigger on the Switch.
Right.
I'd recommend both things.
What do you mean? The Xbox controller?
The Xbox controller, both things. The Xbox controller, Satisfy for the Switch, and my friend Pedro.
Yeah, it's fun. And I liked your idea last time about the John Wick reskinning. I think it'd be great. All right, let's move on to the big news of the day from Nintendo.
Yes.
Switch Lite is here, is coming.
Why did they not name that thing Light Switch?
That's funny. I like that. I don't know. Well, because in Japan, last names come first.
There it is. Okay, good. I'm glad you gave me a logical explanation for that.
Mm-hmm. Come on, GB. That was funny.
It was funny. It was very good.
Thank you.
I was bowing.
Oh, okay.
That's very respectful of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there's a new Switch coming out, $200. It's, I mean, we called this like a million years ago.
Not difficult to call, no.
No, it's the obvious thing that you're going to do.
Yet the internet seems real salty about it for reasons that I don't understand.
Do they?
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining that they don't like it.
Well, who cares?
I don't know.
It's not for them. Get the other one.
That's just it. That's like, but there's another one that's everything you're complaining that it doesn't have.
And you know
I don't like
guess
this
what?
Because I can't detach the Joy-Cons and attach it to my TV. Yeah. Oh, but that's because that's what the other one does.
Right.
That's why the other one's more expensive.
Right. And I'm sure there's going to be a, you know, a refresh.
I don't like this steak because it's not a chicken.
Is that really what the complaints were? And I mean, not the chicken thing, but
basically, yeah, no, it's I don't like the steak because I
it doesn't have
I,
the you don't like it because it doesn't have the features of the one that they already have.
This cheeseburger doesn't taste like a lobster at all.
Right, that is weird.
Mm-hmm. So it's all one piece. It's got a smaller screen and better battery life, like
because the screen
and
is
an
smaller.
Actual D-pad.
Okay, right there it is. Yep, good call. Good looking out. And no little tabletop stand thingy.
No, it doesn't have a kickstand.
Kickstand.
That was what cost $100.
Yes, that's engineer. A lot of engineering went behind that.
So it doesn't have the TV out. So the one thing I could see people being like upset about is that it doesn't have TV out.
Okay.
Yeah, because to have the TV out and be able to use a pro controller on that would be a good idea. I wouldn't be surprised if they make an adapter for that at some point. Because isn't that really more of a cable thing and not necessarily a hardware thing?
No. Depending on what they've done inside to the board. Now, somebody could go in there certainly and do some soldering and modding to get the video to come out of it. But I would assume that they've redesigned the board so that it doesn't have the dual video outs that the current Switch would have.
Well, not just that. Wouldn't they try to save money and not put a lesser processor in there because you don't have to output at a higher resolution to a TV?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd probably want to do that.
Well, it could output at a lower resolution.
But who? But nobody wants that.
I mean, I'm just saying at least it would have the TV out.
But it would look like hot piss, basically. I mean, this. By the way, the color of this thing, it actually looks like hot piss.
Yes, there's a yellow.
There's
one.
There's three colors.
Yeah, yes. Hot piss,
which is the leading color.
Hot piss.
Yeah, hot piss. Hot. If you're gonna buy one of these, hot piss is the way to go.
I like the hot piss one the best.
Huh. I don't.
It's the same color as my current phone.
Hot piss.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I find it interesting that they didn't at least make them in the blue and like the traditional blue and red Switch colors.
Well, my thought is they don't want to make these ones too attractive because
you're going to buy another one.
They're going to have some Zelda one and
they already announced a Pokemon one.
Right. Yeah, so. And you saw somebody already did a mock-up of a like a Game & Watch. Or a Game Boy, rather. Sorry.
I've seen a whole bunch of mock-ups of different ones. I've seen a Game & Watch mock-up also. So.
Yeah. So, Nintendo's going to... They mm-hmm. know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. There's literally nothing to get upset about on this thing.
They have the one that does what you want, and then they have the one that doesn't. So, get the one that does what you want.
I know that they've figured out some of the account switching and sharing games between devices. I have not tried that on the Switch, but I hope that they've ironed that out for people that are going to have two of these things.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. And I still hope they eventually come out with the cheap just box that you hook up to a TV that doesn't have a screen or detachable controllers or anything. Just mm-hmm. the the small little Nintendo
an Apple
box.
TV. An Apple TV.
An Apple TV for Switch. Mm-hmm. I think that would do very well for them.
Switch Link or something? Some shit like that?
Yeah. But I get why they would not want to crowd the market with a whole bunch of different devices at the same time. So I think that it makes sense to do the handheld one for... they're going after kids with this, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you get the kids on that one, and then you come in later with your TV model that just plugs in.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like you should all be working there.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are upset that they feel like they need to be... Like Nintendo needed to do something to make them buy another Switch, and now they're just begrudgingly buying another Switch because Nintendo put one out.
People are fucked, man.
Right? Like that's the main complaint I can see is like, oh, I wanted to buy a new one. Oh, this isn't. I can look at this and see that it's not as good as the one I have.
Yeah, what's wrong with people? I'm so good at not buying things. Just you don't have to buy everything. They don't need, you know, you're not like, it's not a charity, Nintendo. They don't need your charity money. If if you're interested, buy it. But, you don't have to. You're not on the hook just because you like Mario. Speaking of Mario, I bought that Mario Maker game.
I'm still trying to figure out why.
I don't fucking know. That's a weird purchase for you.
Mm-hmm.
It was very
weird. I bought it as well. I've not played it yet, but I did buy it, and I will play it.
Ty was leaving for camp, and I was just like,
oh what game would he love that I could buy and he can't play? This one.
I don't think that he would love it, really. Mm. He got to play it. He was there. He played some of it.
Okay.
No, I was actually... It's... I don't know. Sure, it's fun to play through like Mario levels, but... it's not like a great product. Like the UI is all kinds of janky. Like they should have outsourced that to people. Forget just making the levels. How about the whole process of finding a level you want to play and playing it? You think you would just find a level and push play and then you're playing the level, because we're talking about games from a million years ago, basically technology from a million years ago. It should be like just pop in. But it's just this whole convoluted, like it's like an 8-step process of clicking on things and choosing save slots and then going back to your save thing to playing just levels, just like, which is the whole point of the game, right? Is just to be able to easily pick out levels to play and play them. But it's like pulling teeth. Anyway, you know what the game is. So the interface sucks, and yeah, Mario Makers 2. That's what it's called. Mario Makers 2?
Yeah,
Super Mario Makers 2?
Super Mario Maker 2, I believe.
There's a story mode this time.
Good. So that's what I'll actually play.
Yeah, Ty played some of that. I was like, dude, don't play through that. That was for me. It's too late.
You played these crappy levels.
Right. I actually like started to write out like the step-by-step, like all the things you had to do to just play one level. And it was like a list of like 8 things. And I was going to tweet it out. And then I was like, I don't need this fucking aggravation. People telling me I'm a baby. Now they can tell me on the show and I won't hear them.
Good. You're a baby.
Yeah, I was surprisingly unimpressed with, because I hear so much shit about it. Like everybody's like busting nuts over Mario Makers.
Well, it's just not what you're looking for. Like I understand why it's popular. People like to create stuff and share stuff and
right.
But
if the downloading and playing of the levels user interface is that bad, I can't imagine what the making. The level making process is like. I haven't checked that out. But
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
I think I've heard you want to buy a stylus to do it, but.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So did you buy a stylus?
By the way, you know, it was an awesome surprise. And not, it shouldn't have been a surprise. I wasn't thinking. So I bought the game and you have to have Nintendo Online. Otherwise the thing's a doorstop.
So yes. Now I own they Nintendo actually make Online. A bundle version of it.
Well, guess what?
You didn't get that.
I didn't get that. I didn't know. I was like, oh, fuck. Then I was all pissed. Then I was like, I wish I didn't even buy this thing.
But now you can play all those NES games.
You can play Wrecking Crew.
Right. Fuck yeah. With Rewind.
That's what you want, right? I can picture you in 1986 going, this game is fun, but it needs Rewind.
I swear I tried to get into Mario. Like, I took the thing into bed with me. Like, I never, like, do, you know, I was like, well, Mrs. Chibi's getting ready. I'm like, oh, maybe I'd play some of these levels. Like, I don't know which levels to play. It's not like, it's not great at curating levels. Like, you don't know what's good. And
well, it's only been out for like a week when you were playing it.
Yeah, but so now it's bad. What do you mean? What is that supposed to mean?
I think that's the type of game, if you let it settle a little bit, which is one of the reasons I haven't played it. Okay. The other is I was out of town for a little bit, and I'm going to play it with Emmeline. But right. I think if you let that settle for a little bit and let everybody else figure out what the good levels are, that hopefully those kind of come to the top.
But I don't think the system works that way. It's just, I don't know. Whatever. I don't want to be like too complainy about something that like I'm not like super into anyway. So
okay. Have you been playing Dr. Mario World?
No.
The new iPhone game?
I know it came out.
Is it any good?
I've been playing it.
All right then. Good talk.
It's not bad. It certainly like I'm playing it. I'm liking it enough. I mean it's basically an updated Dr. Mario. The pills fall from or rise from the bottom rather than fall from the top.
Well, that's weird.
I think that makes sense because of where your thumb's at when you're playing an iPhone game. So you're manipulating them towards the bottom of the screen rather than towards the top. It's got too much mobile game going on in it. There's too many power-ups to buy and currencies and all this stuff. And I just want to play Dr. Mario.
I understand that.
Right?
Does it have the music?
I've been playing it without any volume.
The hell is your problem?
That's generally how I play mobile games.
I know, me too. But still.
Right, it's got that famous song in it, right?
Yeah, I can. It's in my head. I can just do it that way.
But, right.
I can't remember the last time I played a mobile game and listened, like I had the volume on. But I mean, it's good enough for free. I enjoy it. It has the Mario characters. You unlock different characters, different doctors. You unlock support characters. They give you different abilities. You can play against other people in versus mode. It's got the whole like hearts to play type of thing. So you know you're going to only play like 5 times, and then you can either buy more hearts or wait a half hour to play again. And I don't know, like it
delete it.
I like playing the Garbage Pail Kids game still better than this.
There you go.
This is like almost, I have to pay too close of attention to this for a mobile game.
Yeah, it makes your eyes bleed probably.
No, it's not that fast. It's just like, it's easy to screw up where you're placing the pills at. And then like when you get a match and then half of the pill drops and you're moving it around and everything, it's a very, like you have to be actively playing it. Whereas Garbage Pail Kids, I just like hit a button and put it on autoplay and my cards play or whatever. And then I do that like for 5 minutes, like 3 times a day. Hmm. My Garbage Pail Kids deck is looking pretty good right now.
Have you spent any money?
No. That's good. And I haven't spent any money on Dr. Mario World either. I don't think you need to. I feel like I never spent any on Super Mario Run either, but I just enjoyed that gameplay more than this.
Right. Well, try Super Mario Maker or whatever.
Oh, there's a sale for 75 diamonds, though.
It's a trap.
You can get the special pack A for $15.
No. Just delete it. Delete pack, $0. Download and play one level on Mario Maker and tell me what you think of the interface. And if you think that's a good interface for something where you want to go and just play like one level and then, you know, maybe try another level and another level and then another level. I think they nailed that.
We'll come back to that because I'm sure I'll play it before the next episode.
Okay. Let's. And also Nike is making Nintendo 64 sneakers.
Excellent. This is what I wanted.
Ship is going to buy those. Guaranteed. Yes,
I don't like that sneaker. Those are Air Maxes. Yeah. Air Max 97s. I don't like that shoe. And I don't immediately see Nintendo 64 when I look at those shoes, that's fine, but it's not doing anything for me.
Only the back when you see it says Air Max and the Nintendo oval.
Well, it says like power and reset on the tongues as well, the color scheme doesn't remind me of N64. Like I get what the controllers had those color buttons on it and everything, but I don't know. I think this was a swing and a miss on this one.
Yeah, purple. Where's the purple? Needs purple.
Does it need purple?
Purple. All right, gag bag time.
Yeah, it's like a GameCube thing. But anyway,
GameCube. Sorry.
Or Super Nintendo.
GameCube. Mm-hmm. I was thinking purple GameCube. Sorry, okay. I do not have a lot of N64 experience. Just telling you that right now.
It's based off the controller, not the console. Is what the shoes look like to me.
Yeah. All right. Keg bag time.
Yes.
At Carl Kramer writes in, Oculus VR is getting exclusive Assassin's Creed and Splinter Cell games, and the Zuck is personally involved in getting games onto these systems. The Zuck care. The Zuck seems to be really big in VR because he was personally involved in
buying that company. You know what? There have been some bad Assassin's Creed games and some bad Splinter Cell games.
These are going to be
Yes, I'm just saying, games. It doesn't mean they're going to be good.
Oh, I don't think it means that at all. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They're going to be games.
Yeah, it just means there's going to be games. Doesn't mean they're good games. They're not out yet, so we don't know.
Virtual reality.
I still do not care.
Yeah, why did I put this in the keg bag? There's no question even.
I don't know. Way to drop the ball.
What the hell's wrong with me?
I don't know. Go on to the next one.
This one's a real question. It's an important. At K Saunders writes in and says, if supplied with either a big bucket of pretzel rods or licorice, which do you choose?
It's a good question. That's like they sell both in Staples.
Right.
Yes.
So and they're the same size.
Yeah. Like the giant bucket.
Pretzel rods is the correct answer.
I was going to say, I'm probably going to go with pretzel rods because you could eat more pretzel rods.
They're delicious.
Can I?
Yes. I think so. I think if you eat too many Twizzlers, they get stuck in your teeth.
Yes,
I
like one, they get stuck in your teeth.
I like a good Twizzler. It's not a knock on the Twizzler as a candy. I'm pro Twizzler. But I think if I was in my office, I'd rather have the pretzels.
Can they be pull and peel? What
the fuck Twizzlers? Is that?
No, it says individually wrapped? Licorice. It says licorice.
Well, pull and peel are licorice.
No, they're not. They're Twizzler candy. It's different. Not the same. That is not licorice.
You shouldn't know this much about candy at this age, I feel.
Oh, no, I definitely do.
You shouldn't.
I definitely do.
Yeah, why not? I know
you do.
Why not?
Yeah.
Right. I would go licorice. No, unless it's black. And I don't hate black licorice. I'm just not going to eat a big bucket of it.
I like black. The older I get, the more I like black licorice.
Give me some good and plenties.
Yeah, those are the best.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm with Cheapy on this one. I actually would go pretzel sticks because I could sit and snack on pretzel snakes.
Pretzel snakes. Your mouth just gets so dry though.
You don't have to eat the whole fucking bucket in one sitting.
Yes, you do.
Just eat one
It doesn't say that.
It says if supplied with one sitting.
No. Yeah, it just says if supplied with either a bucket.
So you don't I would just be more time. Satisfied with the pretzel sticks.
Yes, because they're delicious.
Well, and you know, they're fine.
Salty goodness. I have the choice between a small package of pretzel rods and a small package of licorice, I would probably go for the licorice.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
That does make sense. I don't think you're wrong on that either.
Finally, we agree on something. It took an hour and 8 minutes.
Yeah. Well, time to go, everybody.
Could it be? be a bucket of rope licorice?
What kind of rope licorice?
Like, not like a Twizzler, but like the solid rope.
Like that weird round.
Yeah, like the Australian licorice.
I
know too much about licorice.
I do like a good Australian licorice. That's not different, right, though. That's not like a rope. That's like its own thing.
Yeah, but they can get it in just like long,
you know what,
extrusions.
I like the best? The licorice pipes. You ever see those? Okay. Those are good.
Yeah.
Of course he does. He knows everything about candy.
I'm down for any kind of licorice except the kind that they try to squeeze stuff in the middle of.
Oh, yeah, that's gross. That,
yeah, don't do
happen.
That.
No, and any color that isn't red or black.
See, the green kind is all right. The watermelon pull and peels.
Oh, you're... No, go away. Your shipwreck is canceled.
I don't know, man. You got... How old are you, 40?
Yeah, I'm 40.
Yeah, you got
like, a lot of years ahead of me.
He exercises and is in good shape, and he can eat all the candy he wants.
Nah, it doesn't work that way. As you get older, you can't really. That ability goes away. For the most, I mean, not everybody's different, of course.
I surprisingly eat very little candy. I eat a lot of gross food.
You ate a lot of corned beef hash this morning.
Exactly. I'll eat corned beef hash like it's going out. Can I get a bucket of corned beef hash? How about that?
That the restaurant that we went to, Thomas's, is known for their skillets. Mm-hmm. Shipwreck's been there.
Yep,
I have.
I've been there with him.
I've never seen the bottom of a skillet before today. But
thanks.
Wombat showed me the bottom of the skillet.
It was the only thing I ate today, if that makes you feel anything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
That's
true.
The only thing you ate today.
Yeah.
There's no other food eaten today.
I had some water with the show.
Not water, food.
I know. My wife ate her leftover Chinese food for dinner from like 2 days ago. So I just was fine. Yeah.
But what did you eat? You didn't eat anything.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not like a banana.
No, not a banana.
Just food at 8:30 in the morning.
Yes, but a lot of food at 8:30 in the morning.
How does that work?
You eat a lot of food at 8:30 in the morning, and then you're like, "Eh, I'm fine."
Shipwreck. That doesn't sound right to me.
No, wait, I do. I take it back. Because we actually talked about this.
I had a Big Mac at noon.
No, when I was taking, my daughter, I made her pasta, and she didn't finish it, so I had about 4 ziti noodles. So you're right. I had 4 ziti noodles for dinner, and I don't want to.
Okay. Then what else, though?
That's it.
There's probably another 4 something. 4 hot dogs?
No. I made Elliot a cheeseburger, and he ate the whole thing. And then he wanted fish sticks after that for dessert. So I made him fish sticks for dessert.
And no snack anywhere?
No, I was fine. I was busy.
But that's
too.
Not enough calories in a day for a person.
It's plenty of calories in a day for a person.
I'm very confused, Shipwreck.
That seems like enough calories, that one skillet.
It does, that one? I mean, that's not 2,000 calories.
No, it's probably less than that, but that's fine.
Well, that doesn't need 2,000 calories.
Yeah, I'm fine.
How many does he need?
Probably like 6, to be honest.
6,000?
Just 6. Calories. Just 6 calories a day.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I believe you.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to do that tomorrow, but...
That sounds hard, though. I couldn't do that ever.
No, I don't do it often, but I also usually don't eat a breakfast like that.
Right. All right. Enough giving Wombat a hard time.
Yeah, I mean, usually habits. I don't eat breakfast. That's sort of where it gets kind of weird.
It's a lot of weirdness. We're learning a lot of weird things. It's the most important meal of the day. It's not the only meal of the day.
Today was the only meal.
Weird.
Mm.
All right. You know what's not weird? Long Island Retro. That's right. August 10th and 11th. It's coming up. You can watch us live on August 11th at 12:30 in the theater. Buy your tickets now at liretro.com. And you can hang out on Saturday night, too, at the Retro and Chill event. I know one of the guys who wrote in with a question is coming. Which one was it? Oh, Kenny Saunders said he's driving from Ohio. He was the guy who asked last time what he should do on Long Island if he comes. From Ohio, and Wombat said Jones Beach. Then I made fun of Wombat, and then I went to Jones Beach like 2 days later.
And
it was cool.
Uh huh.
We went at night though,
so still nice.
It's too hot during the day.
It's the beach.
Who are these people who want to be outside in the sun? They have, do you know they have ping pong tables?
I did not. I don't go
they
to
have
that
a
beach.
Lot. They have a lot of concrete ping pong tables, but it's so windy there, I can't imagine you could ever play a game. It's just right on the fucking ocean. It's like there's wind. Anyway, so yeah, come to Long Island Retro. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, I want to remind everybody to what? To go to HelloFresh.com/CadCast80 and enter CadCast80 to get $80 off your first month. And also, I wanted to give some support to a listener of ours named Brian, who unfortunately was in a very serious bicycle accident, a near-fatal bicycle accident. And he wrote in to let us know about it. And he's got, it's another one of these situations where he was a contract worker and he doesn't have the right medical insurance. So he's doing a GoFundMe. And if you feel like helping out, you can go to cut.ly/cagbrian, and that'll take you right to his GoFundMe page. That's cutt.ly/cagbrian. And you can donate some money and help him out. He's almost at his goal, so it would be cool if the listeners put him over to his goal. So, yeah, that's the show for this week. We're sticking with it, and we'll see you next week.
Brad's done.
Oh, we almost forgot about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
And spoilers.
Spider-Man. Spoiler-Man.
There's going to be spoilers. Spider-Man. This burp will warn you about spoilers.
In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, it went away.
Oh.
Thank you. I can never do that on demand.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just did it for you.
I know. I'm jealous.
What can you do?
I can shit myself on demand. Oh.
That's okay. Do we want to talk about Spider-Man?
Yes. Let's get there. Spider-Man.
I liked it a lot. I think it hit all the right notes for me.
No, I want to hear about it. Let's go right to the spoilers.
Okay.
Though.
Okay.
We already talked about that. We liked it.
I liked what they did with Mysterio a lot. I like the... I mean, we all knew that he was a bad
guy. Right. They did, you know, they did their best to not let us know that. But yeah.
But we all knew that. Like,
I didn't know.
You didn't know. You didn't know that the things, the elementals in the trailer, that was just Mysterio.
I never saw the trailer.
Illusions.
I never saw the trailers.
Okay. But you didn't know right away that as soon as you saw Mysterio that those were illusions?
I didn't. I really wasn't thinking about it.
Right. Like if you didn't come in thinking about it, I think it changes your view of that.
Yeah.
I guess. Because for me, I'm like, oh yeah, that's Mysterio's shtick.
No, I was just like, that's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. Yeah. Gyllenhaal.
Gillen.
Chillin'.
Whatever. Chillin'.
Yeah.
Chillin'. Chillin'.
Chillin'.
Chillin'.
Chillin' with a Jillin'. But yeah, I liked what they did a lot. They made him look enough like Mysterio where you weren't distracted by the fact that they completely revamped whatever his backstory was. So, and I'm okay with that.
They had to revamp what his backstory was.
Yeah, because his backstory was dumb. So,
what is real backstory? Mysterio's real backstory?
It's a stuntman, like special effects guy,
who now wants to be a criminal. That's it. That's the whole story.
Right. No, they did a better. They were right to change that up.
Oh yeah, totally. But they didn't change up how he looks, and that's really the only thing that anyone's ever cared about Mysterio.
Right. He had a fishbowl on his head.
Yeah. Also the dream sequences, cool. Whatever. Yeah. You know, whatever you want to call them, when Spider-Man is fighting, and that was awesome.
Yes.
Mysterio comic book come to life. I loved it. I think that's probably why I liked it more than
the
first one.
It reminded me of a lot of what they did in some of the scenes in Spider-Verse as well.
Yeah. Yes. There was some of that in there. There was even like in the cartoons they used to do stuff like that when Mysterio was there. But to see it that well done, I haven't seen before. So I kind of enjoyed that a lot as a Spider-Man fan. I think
I did. It made me wanted to see the episode of G.I. Joe where Shipwreck's in the funhouse.
Yes.
If they could make that into live action, I'd like to see that as well.
Yeah. I mean, it was so cool. That to me was worth it. That was worth the whole movie.
Right? Yeah. I thought I understand the elemental monsters and the plays they were doing on Sandman and Aquaman and Hydra Man. Not my man. Hydra Man. and what is it, Molten Man and I don't know, Tornado or something. Yeah. I don't remember who these other ones.
Windbag.
They were a little bit uninteresting, I would say.
Well, I think that was the point, though. Yeah, they are uninteresting because they're not the real bad guys.
Right, right. They were something to fight, I guess. And I thought once we got through all those, that's when the movie really picked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it started slow but got really good.
I liked all of those Peter Parker moments. I liked this for some reason. It struck me that I liked this movie a lot, and I don't know. Maybe it was just the timing, but there was just something about it that I really enjoyed. Maybe because it wasn't particularly heavy. The only real heaviness in this movie really comes in after the credits.
Yeah, that's where it's supposed to, because it's kicking off the next wave.
Yep. Yes. Do we want to talk about that? Because I feel like that's really the most important thing. So after the mid-credit scene, you get J. Jonah Jameson, and they brought back J.K. Simmons, which, I mean, really, I guess who else are you going to get to do that? Do you need to recast that, really?
No.
And I like that, and I'm assuming, and Shipwreck, you could either agree or disagree, they're setting up a Kraven the Hunter with that? That seems to be the prevailing theory.
I was thinking that. I have not read anything online yet about Mysterio, the guy that was second in command for Mysterio, I guess.
The kid from A Christmas Story.
Yeah. He's not the Tinkerer, right? We've already had the Tinkerer before. No,
the Tinkerer was in Homecoming.
That's right. I thought he was in one of these 20, 30 Marvel movies before, but
yeah, no, he's in. I don't know who Peter Billingsley is. What the name of that character is? I just know it's the kid from A Christmas Story.
Well, I think he'll be in the next one.
Who are you talking about? The bald guy?
Yeah, the guy that sent out the video at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that he sent it out.
Yeah, he takes out the thumb drive and then that's how the video gets out. He doctors it
His name is William Ginter Riva is the name.
Oh, it's Dr. Doom.
Yeah, so. Now I have that in my head as I look this up.
Yeah, so I guess they could do. I mean, they could go a lot of different directions, right? It's interesting that everybody knows his name. That's how they deal with that. Is I think the most interesting,
and that's new for Spider-Man, at least in a popular medium. He's been outed before in the comics, but not really in anything that's not in a movie or even in any of the cartoons, really. So it'll be interesting. I do like that Aunt May already knows, so it kind of takes that pressure off where she at least can protect as opposed to being shocked.
Right, and I think that they were kind of planning with her being with Happy because now it's not like his loved ones are at risk because they're already protected by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right. But then also S.H.I.E.L.D. knows the truth. So I wonder how long it'll take to get his name cleared. It's not like there aren't people out there who don't know that he's not a bad guy. Even if it's the Skrull Nick Fury, still knows the truth of the whole situation. Right?
Yes. I was thinking. All right. I was waiting for Cheapy, do you have any opinions on any of this? You're just thinking about Shazam.
Nick Fury looks a lot thinner in his trench coat than he does in a t-shirt and
shorts. He is a 70-year-old man who's been in 20 Marvel movies. Leave him alone.
I'm just saying I was a little taken aback when I saw him in his beachwear.
Mm-hmm.
His loungewear. But he's thinner than Lawrence Fishburne.
Me.
Yeah, I don't know. Not enough Spider-Man.
More Spider-Man.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
It had some Iron Man in there for Wombat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It had some Marvel Zombies moments.
Yes, the Marvel Zombie moment was pretty cool. Again, all part of that, the whole dream stuff is so cool. So well done. No more Mysterio, though. Although there has been more than one person. Oh, they also did a Ned and Betty Brant hookup. So, in the comic books, they get married. Mm. And he is a goblin.
All right. Let's go to bed.
All right.
It's bedtime.
Yes, and as always, we're all Skrulls.
See you next week.
Bye.
It's a bear. It's a bear. It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear in a cage. In the cage is a bear. What's he doing in there? Locked inside, no room to play. On this lovely summer day. It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear. It's a bear.
It's a bear in a cage.
Could this be? Maybe we should set him free. His fur is soft, his eyes so wide. Why do they have him locked inside?
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear. It's a bear. It's a bear. It's a bear in a cage.
The official Midsommar Bear in a Cage. Now available on shop.a24films.com. Not compatible with other games, including Skin the Fool from A24.
So we're just going to ignore the bear then?
It's a bear.